Hey everyone. Welcome back to Sad to Rad, your daily dose of joy finding goodness. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? Sometimes those curveballs come in the form of difficult emotions that can feel overwhelming, scary even. But guess what? You don't have to just ride those waves passively. Today, we're diving into how to navigate those tough feelings with a little more empathy and understanding for yourself because seriously, you deserve it. Now, before we get into the juicy stuff, remember this. There's no shame in feeling down sometimes. It's completely normal. But how we handle those emotions makes all the difference. Think of it like navigating traffic. You can either slam on the brakes and let anger and frustration take over, or you can take a deep breath, assess the situation, and find a smoother path forward. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become your own emotional superhero. 1. Acknowledge and validate your feelings. This is huge. Often, we try to push away difficult emotions because they feel uncomfortable. But bottling things up only makes them stronger. Instead, give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, even fear. It's okay. Just like a good friend would listen without judgment, be kind and understanding with yourself. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when something went wrong? Or maybe that wave of anger after someone cut you off in traffic? Those are valid emotions. Acknowledging them is the first step to managing them effectively. Don't judge yourself for having these feelings, just accept them as part of being human. 2. Unpack the why. Emotions rarely come out of nowhere, right? There's usually a reason behind them. Take a moment to really explore what triggered your feeling. Was it a specific event? A thought pattern? Maybe even something deeper rooted in past experiences? Getting to the root cause can help you address it more effectively and prevent those same emotions from popping up again and again. Think about it like this. If you're constantly feeling anxious before presentations, maybe it stems from a fear of judgment or not meeting expectations. Once you recognize that pattern, you can start working on building confidence and managing your expectations. 3. Practice mindfulness. This is where the magic happens. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It can be as simple as focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or even just observing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot? Mindfulness helps you break free from that cycle and become more aware of your emotional landscape. When you're mindful, you can choose how you react to difficult situations instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Express yourself healthily. Bottling up emotions isn't good for anyone. Find healthy outlets for expressing yourself, talking to a trusted friend or family member, journaling, creating art, or even just taking a walk in nature. Remember, it's okay to need a support system. Talking things out can often provide clarity and help you feel lighter. Plus, sharing your experiences with others who understand can create a sense of connection and belonging. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be good days and bad days. Be kind to yourself when things get tough and celebrate the small victories along the way. You're doing great. Remember, navigating difficult emotions is a skill that takes practice. Just like learning to ride a bike or play an instrument, it requires patience, persistence, and self-compassion. Now, let me share a quick real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, your phone's about to die, and you just received some disappointing news. You're feeling overwhelmed, right? Instead of letting those feelings spiral into anger and frustration, try taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging how you feel, and reminding yourself that this is temporary. Maybe even use the time to listen to an uplifting song or simply observe your surroundings, a bird chirping, leaves rustling in the wind. These small acts of mindfulness can help shift your perspective and create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So remember, navigating those tough emotions isn't about avoiding them, it's about understanding them, embracing them with kindness, and finding ways to move forward with grace and resilience. You've got this. And don't forget, you're not alone on this journey. Keep sharing your experiences, connecting with others, and spreading that joy, finding goodness. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.